This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. lawmakers on Capitol Hill discuss whether the Biden administration's latest budget does enough to compete with China, especially with its aggressive stance toward Taiwan. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
Beijing has said it wants to use this growing power to control the island of Taiwan by force if necessary. Officials say the U.S. remains committed to Taiwan, with a massive military aid package for the Democratic Island expected soon. Administration officials warned that if Congress fails to pass a U.S. budget on time, U.S. interest would suffer. Republicans argue that Biden's budget fails to fund new ships the U.S. Navy says it needs to deter China. And they criticize the president's refusal to declare Russia a state sponsor of terrorism over its war in Ukraine, which senators on both sides of the aisle say would send a strong message. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian prosecutors say they arrested the head of the country's Supreme Court over an alleged bribery case, a day after authorities said that they were investigating large-scale corruption at the court.
Photos appear to show stacks of American $100 bills lined up on a couch found during an investigation. The National Anti-Corruption Bureau director did not name the person arrested, only that it was the head of the court and that they were suspected of taking a bribe worth $2.7 million, the highest profile discovery in the agency's history. The current Chief Justice of the Supreme Court is Vsevolod Kuznetsov, who could not immediately be reached for comment, although the Supreme Court says it's fully cooperating with the investigation and has initiated a process for expressing no confidence in Kuznetsov.
Reuters' Matthew Labertanda. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have agreed to separate meetings with a delegation of leaders from six African countries to discuss a possible plan to end the war. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is canceling part of an upcoming overseas trip so he can focus on talks over the debt limit. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The potential default looming, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy had questioned the president's travel plans.
I don't think I'd spend 8 days somewhere out of the country.
And now the president won't.
I'm cutting my trip short. I'm postponing the Australia portion of the trip and my trip to my stop in Papua New Guinea.
So he can be back for final talks with McCarthy and other leaders. The president will still travel to Japan for this week's G7 summit.
The nature of the presidency is addressing many of the critical matters all at once.
Still, the postponement's a foreign policy setback for an administration that's put a bigger focus on the Pacific region. Sagar Mangani, Washington.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has ruled out a so-called Quad Summit taking place in Sydney without President Joe Biden. He says he understands why Biden pulled out of the summit to focus on debt limit talks, since they are crucial to the economy. The summit, including Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, had been scheduled for May 24th. The UN Refugee Agency says the number of people who fled from Sudan to Chad has doubled to 55,000 in the last week alone, and many are women and children. Henry Wilkins spoke to Sudanese refugees who just arrived at a newly created camp in Chad.
To reach the site of a camp housing the new arrivals, VOA flew from the capital, N'Djamena, and then drove 4 hours to the remote town of Barotta on the Chad-Sudan border. Here, a settlement that didn't exist a week ago is now the size of a town. Refugee Khadija Abeb Abdul Rahman told VOA how it is she arrived at Barotta. She said the small bundle she is carrying on her head is all she was able to bring with her. She is in need of food and security. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Barotta, Chad.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has examined a Finnish military spy satellite that his country is expected to launch soon. State media said he did so Tuesday during a visit to his country's aerospace agency, where he described space-based reconnaissance as crucial for countering the U.S. and South Korea. State media reports that a Chinese fishing boat operating in the Indian Ocean has sunk, and all 39 crew members on board are missing. Broadcaster CCTV said the sinking happened around 3 a.m. Tuesday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.